With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he believes that the war in Iran will not go on much longer.
I think we're wrapping up Operation Epic Fury. That's what I think. I think it will be done in short order.
President Trump says European allies were unwise to reject his request for help patrolling the Strait of Hormuz.
They said, do you mind coming up and giving us a little hand with the straits? Send up some. They didn't want to get involved. And I believe that's going to cost them dearly.
The partial government shutdown means TSA agents are having a hard time making ends meet after going without pay for more than a month. TSA agent and union leader Mac Johnson.
We not only strongly encourage, we demand that the Congress and this administration sit down like adults and resolve this matter.
The International Olympic Committee has announced it would restrict women's sports to biological females. That's a guideline that's been determined by a genetic test. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with more details on that decision.
The policy will go into effect for the Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games onwards. The IOC adopted as a standard a test for the gene associated with the sex-determining region Y protein, also known as SRY. The SRY gene is responsible for the initiation of male sex determination. Transgender activists have insisted that men who identify as women should be allowed to compete in women's sports. Critics have long argued, however, that women's sports must be kept separate to allow women to compete on a level playing field, and that men enjoy biological advantages that undermine fairness in women's sports. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Singer-songwriter Daryl Dashcroft has passed away.
Summer breeze.
He teamed up with childhood friend Jim Seals for such 1970s soft rock hits as Summer Breeze, Diamond Girl, and Get Closer. He was 87. This is SRN News. A man is suing to play golf against women.
Haley Davidson has filed suit against the LPGA and the USGA for refusing him entry to a qualifier for the Women's U.S. Open last year. Davidson, who is a man living as a woman, wants to reverse new policies put in place by both governing bodies to keep males from competing against females. A growing number of sports organizations in this country and around the world are adopting similar rules to try and protect women athletes. Michael Harrington reporting.
Law enforcement officials say they're taking steps to monitor and counter threats to Jewish communities nationwide since the onset of the war in the Middle East. Multiple hate crimes and an attempted terrorist attack have prompted increased security measures at places of worship. Michael Masters, National Director of the Secure Community Network, says, quote, "We know the goal of our enemies is to scare us into submission so that we make a decision not to show up." This is SRN News. It may soon cost more to send priority mail as the U.S. Postal Service is seeking an 8% hike in shipping products.
The agency says the charge will start April 26th and run until January 17th, 2027, if Postal Regulatory Commission regulators approve it. The Postal Service says its competitors have already added fuel surcharges. The higher charge covers priority mail and several package services. First-class stamps will stay the same. Earlier this month, the Postmaster General warned Congress that the Postal Service will run out of cash by February 2027. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Same story on Wall Street. Oil prices up, stock prices down. Oil prices up by about $4 a barrel. It sent the Dow down at this point 469 points. And the NASDAQ is off by 489. The S&P 500 off 108. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.